I'm here with Mark MacDonald of Slianua Careers. Mark is going to address the topic of the top five questions to prepare for when going for an interview.
Okay, well, I suppose every interview is different, and obviously the type of questions that are asked are going to vary from one interview to another, but you will see a large degree of repetition in terms of the type of questions that seem to crop up on a regular basis. One of the first ones that can crop up, and it's one that can unsettle people early on in an interview, is the whole issue about tell us a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself, give us a background of your career and so forth. And interviewers will ask that question primarily on the basis that they think it's a nice icebreaker. It's a nice way to help somebody into an interview and ease them into it. In fact, the truth of the matter is it's actually a question that can unsettle us unless we've prepared an answer beforehand. And the key to answering that particular question is to keep it reasonably short and concise. Have something prepared that will run to maybe 60 seconds max. And all they're really looking for is a brief overview of your background. You can mention where you were born and grew up, but you don't need to expand beyond that. And begin to talk about your career history. You can just give a broad overview of what you've done and the type of roles you've done. But always remember, even at that early stage in an interview, use it as an opportunity to highlight your suitability for the role that you're interviewing for. What I mean by that is, when you're speaking about your career, pick some examples that relate to the requirements within the job spec and maybe highlight those early on. But the key for that question is to get in and get out reasonably efficiently, ideally within about 60 seconds. And when you've done it, just stop. It's one of the mistakes people make in interviews is they don't know how to end the question, they don't know how to get out of it. When you feel you've covered all the relevant information, just stop. Don't be afraid to introduce the silence, and that gives you a chance to reset and refocus and prepare for them to ask you another question. I suppose one of the other questions they will ask would be quite common, in particular when they're looking at your career history, is in a lot of cases they look for examples. They'll say, you know, can you provide us with an example of maybe how you've effectively led a team, how your communication skills can be demonstrated, how your problem-solving skills can be demonstrated, how your analytical skills can be demonstrated. And any one of those questions is heavily dependent on you being able to speak confidently and, most importantly, being able to provide examples. So have examples prepared. Look at the key requirements within the job spec. Look at some of the statements and the declarations you've made on your CV and your cover letter, and make sure you have examples to back those up. It's not good enough just to say, I have excellent communication skills, and just leave it at that. Provide examples. Show how you've communicated in a team environment, how you've maybe communicated to your peers, how you've communicated to people who answer into you. If you're just out of college, focus on some of the group work you've done within college, focus on some of the teams that you would have operated within, and that allows you to talk about your team working skills, your communication skills, maybe your leadership skills, maybe training and mentoring. So a lot of these questions they will ask, but they're looking for examples, so make sure you have some prepared. The other one that crops up quite a lot, and again, it tends to catch people out, is you could be asked to talk about strengths and weaknesses. And we're all very good at talking about our strengths. A lot of us will struggle sometimes to identify and to articulate a weakness. And what we do when we're coaching people is one of the points we get them to focus on is when you identify a weakness, try and turn it into a positive. And the example I use, which is quite generic, but it'll give you an example of the approach you can take. If you were to say, for argument's sake, somebody was a software developer and they're interviewing for a software position and you were asked to identify a weakness, you could say, well, when I look at my overall software skills, I'm fairly well accomplished in maybe CSS and HTML, but I've realized that my Java skills are not what they should be. And I've realized that a couple of months ago. And what I've done is I have proactively gone out and started to take some online tutorials to get myself up to a level that I know I need to be at, and most importantly, a level that you guys would expect somebody to be at in order to operate within your own organization. So they would be the kind of questions that tend to crop up an awful lot. There's, again, with every interview, the scope of questions can vary, but ultimately, it all boils down to your level of preparation. Take as wide an overview as possible in terms of the potential for questions that will be asked. always start with the job spec, align that to your CV, look at the statements and declarations you've made within your CV, and be prepared to have answers to validate those statements and those declarations.
Great, thank you.